You're listening to SBS News.
China's deputy head of mission has taken a national platform at Canberra's National Press Club alongside Australian journalists, including one forced out of China last year. Michael Smith is the former China correspondent for the Australian Financial Review.
As you all know, the ABC, ABC's Bill Birtles and myself sort of became pawns in this tit-for-tat political game being played by Australia and China last August. And it sort of led to a sort of very dramatic departure from China. I really would have liked to stay for a lot longer.
And it appears that diplomatic game is still being played. Wang Jining is the deputy head of mission at the Chinese embassy in Canberra.
China is not a cow. I don't think anybody should fancy the idea to milk China when she's in the prime and plot to slaughter it in the end. So we are open for collaboration and cooperation, but we'll be very strong in defending our national interest.
The source of the tension seems to stem from one decision, Australia's call to block Chinese telco Huawei from its 5G rollout in 2018, a move which other countries like the US and the UK followed.
Australia has no glorious role in this regard. Remember, Australia was among the first to falsely accusing Huawei of possible security threat, data security threat. But up to now, there's not a single evidence have been presented to substantiate such a claim.
The Foreign Minister is wary of the misuse of such technologies, though Maurice Payne is not naming any names.
Technology is not values neutral. Rather, it reflects the society in which it is used. Not all governments, nor all people and organisations see cyber and critical technology in the terms that we do. Today, we see technology used or misused for mass surveillance by governments, illiberal governments, to spread disinformation, to interfere in other states.
Joint intelligence ties are now more important than ever, such as the Five Eyes security alliance between Australia, New Zealand, Canada, Britain and the US. Another ally is also now reportedly spotting an opening. Japan's ambassador has told Nine newspapers he's optimistic that the country could join the group. Wang Jining was questioned about this.
I don't want to interfere into your internal affairs. We don't have a bad relationship with the United States. Our policy is all the way same. We want a non-confrontation, non-conflict, mutual benefit and win-win cooperation principle that will be adhered by both sides, China and United States.
But China's muted response to the military coup in Myanmar has attracted global critics. In February, Beijing blocked a UN security statement condemning the military action in what some fear is a strategic move by the world power to increase its regional dominance.
Why is China so reluctant to strongly condemn the actions of the junta? And would you like to see a return to democracy in Myanmar?
Our policy is non-interference into internal affairs. Of course, we hope the situation in Myanmar will stabilize and all the political factions, political forces in Myanmar will sit on the table and talk out a solution that ensure the welfare of the Myanmar people. You see, we are a people of oriental wisdom, and we'd love to see people's welfare and security guaranteed by our traditional thinking. And I don't think Myanmar would love to see much more foreign interference, whether it's a political or in another way.
That's unlikely to settle nerves in the Indo-Pacific. Meanwhile, in a move late on Wednesday, the Morrison government torpedoed an agreement between the state of Victoria and the Chinese government. Victoria's Belt and Road infrastructure building agreement with China has been cancelled, with Foreign Minister Maurice Payne saying it's inconsistent with Australia's foreign policy goals. The Morrison government granted itself the ability to cancel deals between individual states and foreign powers back in December. Alan Lee, SBS News.